brought to you by Penguin.
Imagine a City by Mark Van Honecker. Read by Kyle Soler. Prologue, City of Memory, Pittsfield in Abu Dhabi. Pittsfield, autumn 1987. I'm 13. It's after school. I'm in my room at my desk. I look out of the window over the drive and towards the garage. It's late autumn, and it's almost dark outside. There's frost in the corners of the window, and snow is falling. I look across the room at the light-up globe on my dresser. I go to it, flip the switch on its cord, and watch as the darkened sphere turns blue in the failing light and starts to shine as if it were in space. I return to my desk. I sit down, pick up my pencil with my left hand, and rest its tip on the sheet of graph paper. I love airplanes and cities, and so, not for the first time, I've drawn a simple map of the world. I'll draw a line that begins in one city and ends in another. But which city to start from? I set down the pencil and look around my room again, at my model airplanes perched on my dresser, on my desk, and next to my old Snoopy on my bookcase. There's a green and white Lockheed TriStar and a mostly white McDonnell Douglas DC-9. On the plane I assembled most recently, a gray DC-10, I noticed that the decals aren't attached very well. Maybe, I think, I could have done a better job, but these decals are a pain. You have to soak them in a bowl of water until they loosen from their backing, then align them on the aircraft's fuselage or tail without tearing them, even as they're drying out and curling up. Sometimes I ask myself if I really like assembling model airplanes. Maybe I only like having the airplanes afterwards. The flagship of these models is a Boeing 747 in the blue and white colors of Pan Am. On a December night 2 decades or so from now, an hour before I pilot an actual 747 for the first time from London to Hong Kong, I'll walk around the plane to conduct the pre-flight inspection, and when I look up at its sail-like six-story tail fin, I'll recall this model and this window by my desk and the view it offers from a house that, by then, will be the home of someone else. I look back down at the page. Now, where? I could start from Cape Town, a cape with a town on it. From this far, from Pittsfield, the small upland Massachusetts city where I was born, Cape Town is only that, a name. Or I could begin in an Indian city, New Delhi, the capital, I'm reminded by the star that marks its location on the globe that's shining on my dresser. Or Rio de Janeiro, whose name comes from a bay that an explorer mistook for a river on the first day of a now long-gone new year. I pause to consider if that can be right. Is that how Dad explained the city's name to me after I told him how much I liked it? Dad lived in Brazil for years before he moved to New England. He'll be home from work soon. I'll wait until I see the red brake lights of his gray Chevy station wagon as he drives carefully through the snow that will muffle the car's noise on the drive below my window. And then I'll go downstairs and ask him to tell me again about the city of the river of January. I could start in Rio. Wouldn't be the first time. But the best thing about today is the snow. So the air route I draw this afternoon should depart from a cold place. Boston or New York, perhaps. Boston, our nearest big city and the state capital, is where my parents met. It's about 2.5 hours east of Pittsfield. I visit Boston once or twice a year, on day trips with school or my family, to the Science Museum, the aquarium, or my favorite skyscraper, which is blue, as is nearly everything I like best. From its observation deck, you can look east towards Boston's airport and listen to a radio tuned to the voices of the pilots flying to and from it. Boston, then. I'll start in Boston.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?